Let's go to the third need. The third human need, the third goal of life for all human beings, whether they know it consciously or not, is we all have a need for significance. Significance. Now, again, we all have different words, different linguistic impressions of what these emotions mean. So I'll give you some other phrases that mean significance. We all have a need to be needed. That's one way of being significant. We all have a need to feel important, a need to have a sense of purpose in our life, to feel like we're unique in some way, to have a unique sense of meaning for our lives. That's all about significance. This is not a desire. This is not something you just want. This is a need. This is up there with your physical needs. This is the emotional need of your life that drives all human beings. And this is the driving force in human beings' lives. So what do I mean by this? What are ways we do this? Well, let's look at vehicles really quickly. One of the ways that you can feel significant is tear everybody else down. See, I'm more significant than you are because you're terrible. That's one way. And unfortunately, this is what happens with a lot of people in the culture. Another way to do it is violence. Listen, if I live in the hood in LA and no one's paying attention, they make me feel like I'm unimportant. I pull out a gun and stick it to your head. You watch how fast I'm significant. Instantaneously, I'm a significant person. See, it's one of the reasons that violence has been with humanity for so long, because violence is an instantaneous way, instant way, to be significant. If you didn't have any education, any background, you didn't work in anything, you've been frustrated, overwhelmed, you're violent, you're significant. And unfortunately, it works, and that's that. When something works, when something meets a need, you're going to see it over and over again. Because if there's one phrase I'd like you to think about, it's this. Whatever human beings do, they have a reason. And the reason is, at some level, they believe that their current behavior, their current approach, either consciously or subconsciously, they believe it's going to meet one of their needs. Even if it hurts other needs, they know it's going to meet one of them, so they do it anyway. What's another way of meeting the need of significance? Well, some people do it through a negative identity. Well, if I have a disease, if I have some psychological challenge disorder. So here this person is. This person has this tremendous feelings of fear and pain, and they feel down all the time, and they're depressed, and they don't know why, and they don't know what it is. And so then they go to a well-meaning psychologist or psychiatrist who's been trained to look for these specific criteria, these specific symptoms. And when they find them, now they know what they can tell them they are. Now, you are a manic depressive. And the person's like almost relieved, like, oh, it's not my fault. That's me. And then they tell everybody, say, oh, you know what? It's amazing. I'm with a psychiatrist and I know why this is happening to me. It's because I'm a manic depressive, or, you know, it's because I'm an obsessive compulsive. Now we have this wonderful term. So guess what? Two things happen. Now I am certain, at least, why this is happening to me. I'm also certain that it's not my fault. It's, of course, a disease. But more importantly, it gives me significance. You know, you don't understand. This is the way I am. You know, I can predict it. You got to be able to know that this is what I got to deal with. It's just part of what I'm dealing with in my life. Plus, some people almost brag about it. It's like a badge of courage. Some people getting ill gives them significance. No one was paying attention. No one made them feel important or needed. And suddenly they're ill or deathly ill. And everyone comes and spends time with them. Suddenly they become important. See, subconsciously, our brain learns many ways to meet needs. And some are destructive, some are neutral, and some are very positive. What are some other ways of doing it? Well, a positive way is some people feel a sense of significance by learning certain things, by knowing the answer. And by knowing the answer makes them feel like they have a special purpose, something they can contribute, something that's unique. Some people do it by just degrees. Doesn't matter what they're learning. It's the fact that they've achieved certain letters after the name. And that means uniqueness. That means distinction. Listen, when you hear the word doctor, that brings up a different distinction. Senator. That brings up a different distinction. And depending upon what people do in life, everyone wants significance. Now you might say, well, I'm not like that. I'm not into my ego like those people. I'm a spiritual person. I'm not seduced by all that materialistic crap. Not me. I'm a lover of God and people. I feel united with all that is. And yet, isn't that your way of feeling significant? To know that you have a relationship with your Creator. To know that you have that understanding. That's your way of getting significance. So don't make somebody else wrong because they picked a different vehicle. They're not wrong, you're right. They just picked a different vehicle. The differences in people are not their needs. We all have the same needs. The difference is merely the vehicles we've learned to try to fulfill them. That's where the conflicts come up. Because we tend to look and go, that person is wrong because they try this approach. They're not wrong. They just made a different choice. One that may be less fulfilling than yours, or may be more fulfilling than yours. It's hard to judge. It's hard to make a clear evaluation of what's most fulfilling through the filter of your own beliefs. But just remember, there are lots of ways to do it. What are some other ones? Well, there are those other materialistic ones, like collecting all the toys, right? Or achieving a lot. You know, by achieving, one feels a sense of uniqueness in their life, a sense of purpose. Sometimes someone feels a sense of significance, right? Like they've done something that's important. All these things drive human beings, and aren't we really interested in knowing what drives us? Because if you know what drives you, you can learn how to turn it on. And you don't have to get that temporary leverage, you know what I mean? Where you say, oh yeah, I want to work hard so I can lose some weight for the next 2 weeks so I can fit in this outfit. You know, I'll be really looking good for the party. But see, that doesn't last. Drive is when you start seeing your body as the temple of God. Now what you do with that body may be a different level of significance. Remember what I've said, if you change your perception, you'll change your level of fulfillment, any one of these six human needs. And I know this idea may not have taken root yet, but it will. You'll begin to understand as I wrap these up. But let's come back to this then. What are the other ways of doing this? Well, some people do it just through style. They have a sense of uniqueness by the way they dress, by the way they speak, by the way they move, by all those funny, weird things they do. Some people feel significant because they're eccentric. They're crazy, they're bizarre, and they take great pride in it because it makes them unique, it makes them different. What's another vehicle for this? How about children? Well, you know what's interesting? When I ask women, and I look for women what their needs are, and I come to significance, the words that they usually claim first without me offering them is that they have a need to feel needed. Now, this is not a sexist comment, it's just what I can tell you cross-culturally, I hear the most, at least in the English language and the translations of it. But men talk more about feeling important. Now, I know both of them have both needs, but linguistically, it's what people tend to represent. And it's interesting that more women will usually communicate meeting their needs to their children than men. I think that may have a lot to do with cultural conditioning, unfortunately. But children are certainly a form of significance for most of us, if we have the privilege of having them, at least. Now, what's another skill? Well, developing a certain skill set can make you feel unique or significant. And, you know, for me, one of my ways for doing this is feeling like I have an extraordinary level of compassion. That's part of why I give so much, way beyond what people would expect, because it meets one of my needs to feel like I have a unique sense of purpose, I'm doing something unique in life, that I'm giving something in a special way. That sense of uniqueness and giving and specialness is something that I get back out of my giving. So that's part of what drives me. Everyone's got their way. What's your way? What is your way or ways? What are the vehicles you use to try and feel significant? Some people use money. Some people use friendships. Some people measure it by who they know. Some people use learning. I mean, what way do you use? I mean, really think about this for a moment. What are the things you do that make you feel significant or unique or needed? Where in your life do you have that need being fulfilled? It's an interesting idea. But let's take this to the obvious extreme again. What do you think happens? We know what happens when you satiate your certainty, you get bored. When you satiate uncertainty, you freak out. What happens when you're totally significant and go, I don't know, I've never felt that way before, and I'd like to have that problem? Well, I can give you a little clue. There is a point when no matter how many times somebody says you're great, you know, it's like you don't need to hear it. You appreciate it, but it doesn't give you significance anymore. Just hearing something verbally, that doesn't do it.